Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman but died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and likewise, all the seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all seven had been married to her." Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attend to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush, when he called Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And he is not God of the dead, but of the living. For to him all are alive." Some of the scribes said in reply, "Teacher, you have answered well." And they no longer dared to ask him anything. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
My dear friends, as we know, today is a Saturday before the Christ the King. That's tomorrow. If you notice, everything is all about the end of time, the end of time. The first reading of today that came from the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation was written by John. And this was written when the Jewish people were under persecution, severe persecution. So the author of the Revelation was trying to encourage those who were suffering. And the type of language used to write this message is known as apocalyptic language. Language that is full of symbols, symbolism, as a way to write in order to conceal a message that only those who have been addressed to will understand what was being communicated. So you will notice that in the Revelation, you talk about the beast, you talk about so many kinds of coded languages and symbols. You know, most people, when they read the book of Revelation, they are so much afraid. They think that, oh, the book, oh, we're going to die, the book is going to kill us. No. That was a way to communicate to the people who were suffering, who were being persecuted, as a way to encourage them that this persecution will be for some time. It will never last forever. It will be momentary. But if they were able to persevere and remain steadfast to God, then at the end, they will triumph. And this brings us into the gospel of today. The Sadducees were asking questions because they do not believe in the resurrection. But Jesus made it very clear that resurrection is real and it is our hope. And also, what matters in life is not whether you marry, you are remarried, or you have so many kids, or you have money, or you have, those things never matter. The things that matter are our relationship with God, our faith in God, being able to persevere, to believe in Him, no matter the circumstance. If we have strong relationship with God, it's very important. That is what will lead us to Him. So in heaven, marrying or not marrying is not important. Because over there, we are like angels. And the role of the angels are messengers of God. They worship God day and night. And at that time, there will be no more suffering. At that time, there will be no more marrying and remarrying. No. But in heaven, what exists is joy. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us keep this to mind. And also work towards having a good relationship with God at all times. And how do we do that? What we are doing now. Every day we come to church. When we come to church, we receive the Holy Eucharist. When we see that we have fallen short, we go to confession. That is it. So keep doing what you are doing. This is the most important thing. To have this relationship with God. To profess that we love God at all times. And to allow the Spirit of God to always lead us and transform our lives. That is what matters. So, my dear friends in Christ, today's message is a message of hope. That we have to remain hopeful. We have to remain connected with Him by doing what we are doing. Do not so much worry about the situation. Do not so much worry about the troubles. All these are momentary. Our hope is in God. And when we are with Him, we have nothing to worry any longer. And also remember that all these worries, these situations, these persecutions, they are the ways God is pruning us. Because all of us, we must be pruned. He prunes us in so many ways. It could be through sickness. It could be the death of a loved one. It could be anything, but when we persevere and remain steadfast, at the end of the tunnel, there will be a light. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us be hopeful and let us continue our journey because we are journeying to God. And He will always give us the grace to persevere and to surmount any stumbling block. So do not despair. Remain hopeful and focus on Him. He will see us through. Amen? Please may we rise.